This is Living the RV Dream, episode 204 for Friday, August 13th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads! Happy travelers around the world! Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show! It is naturally Friday the 13th. Happy Friday the 13th to all of you. And today we are. It's been an eventful week. Very eventful week, I would say, travel-wise. You know, we've been kind of taking it slowlier. On this particular trip, especially, you know, we spent a whole week in Iowa. We spent like 2 weeks in Iowa, actually, and then we've been working our way to the east. Today, right now, coming to you from Erie, Pennsylvania, and I had heard about Erie, Pennsylvania for a long time. In fact, there was someone who would be in every single live stream. You know, the live streams that I do on Friday, and he would say hello from Erie, Pennsylvania, and I cannot for the life of me remember his name, but if you're listening, I'm hearing Erie and enjoying the town. But let me tell you what we've done throughout the week. It's been a cool week. I record this on Thursdays, as you know, since I release on Friday mornings, but last Thursday I was at the world's largest truck stop, and that's where I woke up, and of course, I ended up in Toledo, Ohio. Drove through Michigan briefly, and through Indiana, and through Illinois. It was one of those days, like a whole day driving, and ended up in Toledo. And of course, if you remember, Ely flew back to Miami from Des Moines to spend a couple of days in the house with Brian, make sure everything was okay. And then she was going to fly back into Toledo. But in the time I was in Toledo solo, I had, of course, late lunch, early dinner at famous Tony Paco's restaurant. Of course, a longtime executive producer and friend, Ron Hanf and his son, they invited me. I had something called the feast. It has the chili, the hot dog, the stuffed cabbage. And we have the fried pickles. Everything was excellent, and they even have their own IPA, so even better. So Tony Paco's, fully recommend. Actually, in my freezer there I have some hot dogs and some hot dog sauce that I bought, and one of these days I'm gonna put them on the grill and grill them, and of course that'll be the subject of another RV cooking show, right? In any case, I went to this because everything in this town is not everything, but a lot of things are called about after the river, the Maumee River there. So I went to the Maumee Bay Brew Pub, which is in a historic building there. Very cool. And Toledo has kind of a little bit of that old city feel. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but it's a cool town. It's a cool town. I went to just to get a nice view of downtown Toledo. I went to International Park, which is across the river from downtown. Very cool. I really wanted to see the National Museum of the Great Lakes there, but I just didn't allocate enough time. You know, this was the days that I was in Toledo. It was a lot of work days. That's why I have already this Sunday's video in the can. It's a 1 hour, 2 hour, and 1 hour second part of the Pelicamp video. But there's the Colonel James M. Schumacher Museum. There's a historic cargo ship there too that you can tour, and another thing that I wanted to do there. There's a trail that you can take along the river. It's a bike trail. What's it called? It's called there's the Craig Bridge Trail. It's a trail along the river there. But by the time I realized that I had the e-bike in the back of the truck, I had already, it was already time to go to Tony Paco's. But Yeah, I didn't do nearly as much as I would have liked to do in the city, but so far I like it. It's one of those places that at some point we're gonna return. Once Illy landed, we stopped briefly at Maumee Bay State Park. They have a nice beach there. As we make our way east, on Ohio 2, which is the one that goes closest to the lake. And we stopped in Vermilion, which is about an hour west of Cleveland. And the ultimate point was Cleveland, where we wanted to spend a couple of days. With Vermilion, they have this lovely winery. It's called the Paper Moon Vineyards, and they also make cider, and they have craft beer and good food. I met the owner, Adam, and he showed me the brewery there and the brew pub, and they had a jazz band. It was absolutely fantastic. And they are a harvest host, by the way, and they have plenty of parking back there. There were like six or seven of us spending the night there, and it was beautiful. It rained a lot too, but it was great. And the town of Vermilion, lovely in the morning. We went, of course, it's Sunday morning, so many things are not open. But we went in the morning to Main Street Beach there. That's where the Vermilion Lighthouse is located. And it's a beautiful town. It has a bunch of canals, you know, with boats and yachts and all kinds of watercraft going up and down those canals. The yacht club is right there. It's called the Wakefield Metro Park, right there, right next to the beach. And overall, very pleasant, very beautiful small town there that at some point we would love to revisit with more time. But now for the piece de resistance of our trip here. It was Cleveland, of course. Cleveland, Ohio. And, at some point I want to visit all the great cities of the Midwest. And Cleveland is one of those where we had never been. And before you ask, no, we did not go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the USS Cod. Actually, the USS Cod is not there right now. So we decided to save all the museums for a future visit. So we did other things. For example, on the first day as we arrived, a longtime patron, Tyrone, and his better half, Karen, they invited us. We had been going back and forth via email, and he invited us to Great Lakes Brewing Company. Great Lakes Brewing Company, the thing is, it had to be done on a Sunday because they don't open Mondays and Tuesdays or Tuesdays. It's right there in the Ohio City neighborhood. And it's a very historic building. Apparently, Elliot Ness he busted some people there during Prohibition, and there are some bullet holes on the wall there at the bar. Very historic building. Lots of history there, and lots of history here in Cleveland, or there in Cleveland. Lots of like old money, you know, from back in the day. So. What else did we do in Cleveland? It's one of those things that we did so many things that my mind is a blur at this point. In Cleveland, by the way, we stayed kind of far from time. We stayed at the Streetsboro Cleveland Southeast KOA Holiday. And we decided to stay there because it is kind of close to Cuyahoga National Park, which is something else that we visited. But I'll tell you about it later. On that first night that we stayed there right after Great Lakes Brewing Company, what we did, we just drove around the area a little bit just to get a lay of the land. We drove by in front of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and even though we were still on the fence at the moment whether we wanted to see it or not, and but we just wanted to get the lay of the land. We drove by the Sailors and Soldiers Monument there. It's in I forget the name of the square right now. It's on Superior Avenue, which it's like one of the main arteries there in downtown. Very big downtown, looks very impressive. A lot of old buildings. They have that I'll tell you about downtown on the next day, in which we really we spent the whole day in town, basically, even though we actually every day we've spent some time working at some point there. We changed our schedule completely from, you know, your schedule always changes when you are in a new city, and sometimes, you know, if it rains, you're going to do something different. If it doesn't rain, that kind of thing. But let me tell you about downtown. That was a Cleveland Public Square. And on the next day, what we did, you know, let's check out downtown. Let's see. I had a bunch of stars in my map, places that I wanted to see here in downtown. And that Sailors, that big square, the Cleveland Public Square, where Sailors and Soldiers Monument, that was one of them. And also, there were two observation decks. There's one at Terminal Tower, which is a very historic building. At one point, it was the tallest building outside of New York in the world, that Terminal Tower. And there's another, a Tower City Center, which is another famous observation deck. Both of those were closed. One of them because it is closed right now temporarily, and the other one because... bummer. Most things in Cleveland are closed to Mondays and Tuesdays. Our timing is impeccable as ever, right? So, besides Superior Avenue, there's Euclid Avenue, and there's a bunch of stuff there that was really cool to see. You have the Arcade, which is like an 1890s shopping mall. It looks like something out of Paris, to be honest about it. It's one of these with a glass ceiling and very impressive. Very impressive. It looks like the, what were they called, arcades when we went to Paris? No, they were called the Galerie something or another, but it's the same concept. It's an indoor mall, but taking advantage of daylight coming from the glass ceilings, skylights basically. There's that arcade. And of course, we wanted to eat. There's a bunch of restaurants at this it's 6th Street, supposedly, right? Bunch of restaurants, and we passed by there, you know, wanted to eat something nice. All of them were closed because they all closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. So the last point of interest in this area was it's a Heinen's supermarket, which is a chain here in this area. But this one is built inside what used to be a bank. And it looks like, I don't know if you've seen my Paris video. I mean, it doesn't, you have to, it's the same concept. It's this a very round area with a tall cupola. And it used to be a bank, and I think the vault is still there, where like Rockefeller used to store his money and all that. So, that was a cool building. We had a glass of, actually we were gonna have a glass of wine. We decided to have just a craft beer instead. So what else did we do? Oh, we went to the West Side Market. Actually, that was the first thing we did in the day. And our parking choices, by the way, very bad. We spent more money in parking than I think on anything else. But sometimes you don't know, you park at the wrong places, you overpay. It is what it is. But anyways, West Side Market, it's very nice. It looks very much, I don't know if you remember when we went to Finland, there was a Central Market in Helsinki. And there's also one in Milwaukee, actually. These, you know, indoor large markets with all kinds of, you know, produce and meats and dry cut, you know, all kinds of different shops. I was a little disappointed that there was only like one place to eat, and it didn't look very appealing. I was hoping for more like places with like chairs or stuff. I don't know if it is because of COVID or if it is always like that. It's more like a European style large supermarket, like the old style. I'm not gonna say European, but old style supermarket with little stalls. You know, you have the butcher, you have the baker, you have the coffee shop. By the way, the coffee shop didn't have espresso. The espresso machine was down, so that was another bummer. But very cool building in that sense, and it's been there since the 1800s. So that was very nice to see. And now our last stop in the day was in this area called the Flats. And the Flats is right there by the river. And bunch of breweries, restaurants. They have even having like a Margaritaville. There's a famous place called Alley Cat Oyster Bar. And there's a couple of them, of course, which shows the brewery, Collision Bend Brewing Company. And we wanted to sit outside by the river, but it was too hot in the sun. So sat out there for a second, saw the views, and then came back inside. And in hindsight, this may not have been the best choice. I mean, the food was okay, but at that point we would have eaten anything because we were starving. So, and we had another beer, and it was overall a good experience. I'm not gonna say anything negative about it, but probably Alley Cat Oyster Bar on like Lindsay Lake House is supposed to be like really good too. Maybe those would have been better choices. And we did one more thing before. Before going back, especially because it was going to rain that afternoon, that late afternoon, it was going to pour down. We went to Edgewater Park, which is a beautiful park. It has a nice beach there on Lake Erie. But on Edgewater Park, there's an elevated area, like a small hill. And they have a Cleveland sign. And with the Cleveland sign in the foreground, but in the background, you can see all the skyscrapers of downtown Cleveland. And, of course, that's like the Instagram moment, right? Very cool. Another thing we did, we went to Cuyahoga, as I said, Cuyahoga National Park. That was the next day. Yeah, we spent three whole nights. Was it three or four? I don't know. It felt like a long time in the Cleveland area. We went to Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Of course, we did Brandywine Falls. That's they have several waterfalls, but a lot of the trails and a lot of the falls are closed right now. Brandywine Falls, I mean, that was amazing. Roaring. I mean, that Brandywine Falls was roaring there on Brandywine Creek, which is like rapids, really. And we did a little bit of they have like a hiking trail. It's called, they have a bike trail, but they have another trail that goes around. And I forget the name right now, but it's right there. And that was very pleasant. I remember the Brandywine Gorge Trail, and good exercise, and good exercise. That was good. And then and there was another. By the way, we ate at this place. I forget the name right now. The definition of a mom and pop restaurant. It was like they had four tables, and that lady that serves you the food, I mean, you can tell they've been there since 1976. And the food was good. We had like a steak sandwich, brisket sandwich. Was it brisket or was it like ribeye? I think it was ribeye. And fabulous, really. Simple, but fabulous. And macaroni salad. Dog's Dinner Bucket, that's what it was called. And very nice. And then we did another trail. We didn't do the whole trail, by the way. We cheated. But it's called the Ledges Trail, which is actually very nice. It's a beautiful trail to do. It's a little, perhaps a little more strenuous than Brandywine, but very nice. And we are a little out of shape at this point. We haven't hiked much lately, so it was a very pleasant experience. And of course, there are a lot of things that we missed doing in the area, but I think we got a good taste of Cleveland, enough for us to want to come back at some point. So yeah, we did one more thing, and that was our last night. That night, right after we did all that hiking in Cuyahoga National Park, and that was the great meetup we went to. And there were a bunch of places that we wanted to do the meetup at, and our friend, of course, Jim Forey and Barb, they looked for all kinds of places around the area, and we ended up, the one place that wanted to hold the meetup, of course, was North High Brewing. And if you remember, 2 years ago, we did the great Columbus meetup at North High. We got like 40 or 50 people, I don't know how many. Well, we did it this time around in North High Brewing in Ohio City, in Cleveland. And by the way, the great folks, I want to thank Tony Hammerhead for setting and organizing everything together there at the brewery. They gave us our own separate room with our own server, two servers actually. That because it ended up being like 50 people. I don't know. I took a group picture. I have to count everybody because some people had already left when we took that group picture. But it was so awesome, you know, to have all of you there and hear, you know, firsthand your stories from the road. And some people brought some person brought me like a concrete pelican, maybe a companion for Taylor the pelican there in Pelicamp. It's another pelican there made out of concrete. We got some produce. We had some fresh eggs. We got chocolates. We got all kinds of. We got a hat. I don't know. I lost count, but it's so great to see all of you face to face. And your generosity, and hear your stories, and it was a great time. It was a great time to be had by all. I mean, I thought it was going to be like 2 hours. We spent like 4 hours there. I mean, I think they were already almost kicking us out at the end, you know, the place. But they were all very nice. They were all very nice at North High there, and I recommend it. I recommend it. And now brings us to where we are right now, Erie, Pennsylvania. And Erie, you know, it's a short stretch of coast here on the southeast coast of Lake Erie. And we've done a couple of things today. We wanted to see some covered bridges, and we wanted to do more wineries, but there's only so much you can drink. And this covered bridge that I wanted to see, it's like 10 feet 8, I think it was, or 10 feet 9 in... And there was no way to turn around the trailer, so I didn't venture to get any closer to it. And I don't know. I mean, I trust Winnebago when they say the trailer is it's 10-6, I believe. And probably with the Truma Aventa is a couple of inches lower, but still, it's a little too close for comfort. So I decided not to do it. I mean. I've seen plenty of covered bridges, and this one I'm sure was lovely, but I didn't want to risk it. Here in Erie, Pennsylvania, of course, the main attraction is Presque Isle State Park. And Presque Isle, and we learned, it's come from the French, meaning almost island, because it is like an island, but joined to the mainland by a very narrow isthmus that sometimes it gets washed out and it truly becomes an island. So it has a bunch of beaches, very nice. It has a monument to Colonel Perry, of course, of the Battle of, you know, in 1812, the War of 1812, the Battle of Lake Erie. We went to the Presque Isle Lighthouse, which is very cool. They're so great there, the folks that give you the tour, and we learned all about the lighthouse and the lighthouse keeper. You know, his job was all night long. And his main job was to bring the kerosene from the kerosene room, very flammable, so they didn't want to have it in the same place as the lighthouse. And then every couple hours, he had to go up those stairs and change the lamp and come back down. And they told us all about the mechanism used to turn, because the light would turn from white to red and white, you know, periodically just to, and I learned something, you know, all the lights have a different light pattern, you know, like blinking pattern, and that way ships know which light you're looking at. That's really cool how they did all the navigation in back in the day. So, and the way they did the light, you know, it was something that rotated, the whole lamp rotated, and it was a mechanism like a clock, you know, like with weights, like with an old clock. And that mechanism is hidden between two fake walls. You know, the outside of the lighthouse is square, but the inside is round. And this mechanism was hidden inside those walls. And very cool to see. And the Fresnel lens, very nice to see the fourth order Fresnel lens. And eventually what they have right now is an LED. It's an LED and it doesn't turn red anymore. It's just has a blinking pattern. And they even turned it on for us to see when we were up there. We climbed all the way to the top. But very, very, very cool experience seeing the lighthouse. And what else did we do? We took a there by the Bicentennial Tower. We took a boat trip on a historic sailboat. It's run by the flagship Niagara League, but the boat that we sailed, the flagship Niagara is not sailing this year. So it was the Letty G. Howard. It was about an hour and a half boat tour. It was really cool to see how they used to. It's a lot of work, by the way, putting up the sail, and then it depends where the wind is coming from. You know, you have to adjust the mainsail or whatnot. And it was a lot of fun. Very educational for sure. And you know, nice to be out on the lake. There was a nice breeze. It wasn't hot at all, really. And I'm glad because it was raining all morning, so I was thinking, this is gonna be a bust. But no, it was good. It was good. When there in downtown Erie, we went to this brewery, and the brewery is inside an old railroad station. Even actually, they have a beer garden on the second floor that you hang out there right next to the tracks, which is really cool. And then we ended our day at Underdog Barbecue, and we met with viewers, with Thomas and his wife. We had a lovely time, great conversation, and very good brisket, actually. And that's pretty much all we've done. I know I'll forget something, but that's about it. And tomorrow, which for you guys is today, we continue heading up to New York, and we're gonna spend the night already in New York. We're going up to Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and then Letchworth State Park, the Grand Canyon of the East, then Rochester, the Finger Lakes, and beyond. So check that out. This Sunday, by the way, the it's gonna be an hour video, the second part of Pelicamp. And I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I enjoyed developing that property. And that's the last video of this intermission of sorts. And the following Sunday, we begin the spring 2021 mini-season, which I am already editing. Mini-season is going to be a short season, and it's going to be a slightly shorter episodes, just because it's really not sustainable for me to be making really long episodes while I'm traveling. I can do either or, but not both. So the episodes from next week on, at least for the next 6 weeks, are going to be slightly shorter. But they're going to be really cool. We're kicking it off in South Florida, of course, and then we're going to start working our way up to Georgia and beyond. Now, let's listen to some of your voicemail.
Hi, Robert. It's Alan here from the Greater Toronto Area in Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, I'm wondering, are you still going to the Hershey RV show this year? Yeah, my second question is, I'm wondering, at one point, if you go back out west in 2022, at one point, when are you planning to cross into Mexico? Yeah, and my final question is, are you planning to visit Alaska in 2022 or 2023? I don't know. But, yeah, so I hope people have a wonderful day. And by the way, today is Friday, August 6th, 2021. And by the time you're seeing this, hearing this, it will be August 13th, 2021. And it will be in 2021. Hope you guys have a great day, and see you guys at 6 p.m. on the live stream tonight at the 6th and the 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Central. Bye, everybody!
Hey, Dylan, we were talking about that today at dinner, actually, with Thomas and his wife, and I'm like, I want to do at least one international trip every year. And I'm thinking, and Alaska is not international, but you have to drive through Canada, right? And it's not like you have to. It's a lovely drive, and I want to finally be able to see Jasper and Banff and Dawson Creek and all those places that are iconic of any trip on the Alaska Highway, on the Alcan, and maybe even we will return on the Cassiar. We'll see. because I do want to visit Vancouver again and maybe at some point do the Trans-Alaska. But we were thinking, you know, at some point next year, the 23, 24, 25, I have to, you know, a lifetime is not enough to plan all this and, of course, make it sustainable. You know, it's this type of travel that I'm thinking about, that I'm envisioning, could be expensive, but I think it would make for epic videos, epic timeless videos, like that trip that I want to do in Australia. You know, spend at least a month in Australia. Australia is the size of the United States with a fraction of the people, and I want to drive it. I want to drive to Sydney, through Melbourne, Canberra, to Alice Springs, up to Darwin, west to Perth, and the northeast, you know, the east coast of Australia as well, which is the most populated area, if you will. So, I don't know, Thomas said that I might need 2 months, and maybe I do. I want to visit Iceland. I want to visit New Zealand. I want to do the El Camino de Santiago in Spain, and do South America at some point. And you're talking about Mexico, also, and probably next year at some point. You know, I'm gotta wait for things to normalize at some point, right? And I do want to go to Mexico. First, I'll do Mexico, let's call it quote-unquote light. I want to do Baja California all the way down to Cabo, which is a long distance. It's longer than it looks on the map, than you would think. And if anything, if I could do, this might be better done in a caravan, but go all the way down to Puerto Vallarta, which I know other RVers, other famous YouTuber RVers have done it. So, yeah, there are many possibilities for the future, and in my head, you know, I'm always imagining what would be a good place to visit. It's just time and the current situation is just the only limit, really.
Hi, Robert. Just wanted to let you know that we enjoy your videos very much. I'm in southwestern New York State. My name is Ken. And I have a friend in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we get together on the internet and watch your videos, and we enjoy them very much. I just ordered your double CD, and hopefully she'll do the same. But thank you so much. Keep up the good work, and God bless you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Hello, Robert. This is Sandy from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I just wanted to tell you how much my friend in New York, Ken, and I have been enjoying your travel videos. We watched the Georgia-Alabama one last night, and you made me laugh a lot of the time. You were funny. And we really enjoy your music. I know he ordered your CD last night, and I'm going to order it now, too. While you stay safe, keep up the great videos. We really enjoy them. Take care. Bye.
Well, that was a great double message there to finish up this episode of the podcast. By the way, at some point this week, celebrating 200,000 subscribers. So, you know, stay tuned to the channel, as they used to say, because at some point, if I am in the RV in an area with good internet, I'm gonna do like a countdown to 200,000, like we did back a year and a half ago for the 100,000 subs. And of course, these things are almost impossible to predict. But I've been getting more or less 1,000 subs per week, so doing the math, it could happen not this Friday, but on the following Friday live stream. So we'll plan for that and make it a big celebration. And with that, I'm going to leave you with a tune that I hadn't played in a while. And I, for the Pelicamp video, I decided to play it again. And you'll listen to it as we are there developing the land. And this is called Total Eclipse of the Sun, and I wrote it inspired by that unique experience we had back in August 2017 of the great American solar eclipse that we watched in the vicinity of Katy's, Kentucky. Until next week, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.